Okay, well, that would be a dish that you would think here would go applesauce with pork chops.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems to go. I don't know why. Okay. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we have some ranch terms. What do you call a fence with wooden parts?
The post and rail?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And what keeps horses in? An enclosure for horses.
The corral?
Uh-huh. And you put cows out to?
Pasture.
Uh-huh. And you grow crops in a?
Field.
Mm-hmm. You store hay in the?
Barn.
Uh-huh. And you store corn in the?
Bin.
Okay. Are there any other words for that kind of a bin? Or maybe something larger than a bin?
They used to use silos, but...
Well, I'm thinking of a... I've heard this described to me, and I haven't actually ever seen one, but like a 6x6 foot shed sort of structure. It's smaller than a silo.
Yeah. Around here, they would just say in a bin.
Okay. What does a baby sleep in?
Crib.
Okay. And you've never heard a bin called a crib?
Not really.
Okay, good. This is interesting. You ever heard of a go-devil?
A who?
A go-devil.
Mm-mm.
Refers to various farming equipment that spins, turns.
Oh, no. Never heard of it.
You put a bag on a horse's mouth so that it can eat. It's called what?
A morral? Believe it or not.
Huh.
Or feed bag?
Mm-hmm. How do you spell it?
Probably M-O-R-R-A-L.
Mm-hmm. Good one. Okay. Yeah. Bridle parts and saddle parts. You're going to ace this. Okay. Just a very simple drawing. Can you just identify as many parts for me as possible?
Okay. The bit, the reins. This would be the cabochon. This would be the brow band. This would be the cheek piece. This would be the crown of it. Likewise, this would be your double set of reins here, having a bit and verdun, or which would be a curved bit with a snaffle. Any other questions? This is your throat latch here.
Mm-hmm. What did you call this?
The cabochon.
How do you spell that?
C-A-V-A-S-O-N.
Okay. Very good. Okay, Western saddle.
Okay, I'm not as good on the Western saddle anymore. But this would be your horn, your stirrups. This is your back girth. You're missing your diagram for your cinch on the front. This is your, let's see, is this called your, this is your skirt and your panel.
That's, this is what, the panel?
Panel, and this is your cantle and your pommel.
Oh, very good. Do you know the name for this little thing?
I think they call them a latigo.
Something like that, yeah. What's the difference between this and an English saddle? What would you have on an English saddle or not have?
A tremendous difference. First of all, you wouldn't have the horn.
Mm-hmm.
You would have a variety of different parts, and in varied parts, your pommel and your cantle would still be there, but they would be entirely different. They would be low. You would have your skirt, which would be like this part out here, and you would have you'd have stirrups. You would have stirrup leathers that you would not have this part right here. And on an English saddle, you would not have your back girth. You would, and they don't call it a cinch, which you're not showing because it's under your stirrup.
Uh-huh.
But on an English saddle, it would be called your stirrup leather. I mean, or a girth, excuse me. It would be a girth.
A girth instead of a cinch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.